The Muslim holy month of Ramadan has just concluded. It's the traditional time of year when Muslims donate to charity. But this year there are complications because many Muslims are afraid to give to their charities after three of them were accused of funding terrorists and shut down by the federal government. NPR's Madeline Brand reports.
Zakat is one of the five pillars of Islam. Translated, it means growth and purification. The idea is that your money is purified by giving some away to the poor or needy. It's considered a sacred and important religious duty and a great sin not to give zakat. The money can go to anyone, but typically Muslims give to needy Muslims, many of whom live in developing countries.
I intend to go overseas in about 2.5 weeks' time, and I'll give personally cash. No witness, right?
Muhammad Karim is the dean of engineering at New York's City College. He's from Bangladesh and plans to give some money to a children's relief group there. Karim has lived in the U.S. for more than 20 years, and he used to give his annual donation to large U.S.-based Muslim charities, who then sent the money to countries all over the world. But three of the five largest have been shut down, accused of financing terrorist groups. Others, he says, have refused to accept donations for fear of attracting the government's scrutiny, and now he, too, is careful.
The process is now very challenging for all of us living in the States. I would suspect, and I at least have a right to suspect, that anything I do is being watched, or could be watched, whether it be a telephone, or a call, or a check, or anything. And that fear, obviously, I have to take it into heart.
And so he's donating in cash, and he's donating more in the United States. That's helped charities like the Islamic American Zakat Foundation. Based in Maryland, founder Imad Adin Ahmed says his contributions are up slightly from last year.
We've been getting phone calls asking where our money goes. Because our help our aim is to help people in the United States, as opposed to most of the Muslim charitable organizations send their money overseas, and that's a red flag for most people.
Still, he receives less now than he did before September 11, 2001. Many Muslim charities say they're down 20% to 30%. The rules of zakat dictate that Muslims give 2.5% of their disposable income. That translates into millions of dollars a year. The three charities that were shut down raised more than $20 million a year. And when they were shut down, the money they had raised was immediately frozen.
I had made a donation to Global Relief Foundation, and then the next day, I learned that they were on the list of terrorist-supporting organizations as dictated by the government.
Anis Sheikh is a researcher at IBM. He's American of Indian descent.
So I lost that money last year, and of course I was very upset about it because, you know, that money, we consider it sacred. It belongs to needy people, not to the government or to terrorists or anybody else.
The Treasury Department says it has frozen $123 million worldwide and that the groups it has shut down were linked to known and dangerous terrorists. As for unwitting donors like Anis Sheikh who would like their money back, tough luck. A spokesman at the department says the money will be frozen indefinitely. This year, Sheikh was more careful. He emailed several organizations asking for detailed explanations about where their money goes. He decided on a charity that helps Palestinian children.
So, I mean, I sent them some money, but I may have sent them more if I was more confident. There's no guarantee that, you know, tomorrow or next week that, you know, they could be put on the list.
Some charities wish the federal government would issue a stamp of approval to groups not suspected of supporting terrorism. Failing that, Muslim leaders are discussing setting up their own accreditation system so that Muslims can return to giving zakat without trepidation. Madeline Brand, NPR News, New York.